Hello, this is Chris Hart with this week's Investment Insights podcast. The rally in risk assets continues, but as always, we are keeping a mindful eye on rising geopolitical risk and market uncertainty. The rally in April, despite a brief pause to begin the month, has been driven by positive macroeconomic data, better S&P earnings, and the potential for corporate tax reform. Small caps outperformed in April after lagging large cap peers in the first quarter. And also international markets have rebounded solidly in 2017, up double digits compared to the high single digits for the S&P 500. More recently, domestic equity markets have moved higher while broad fixed income has traded down. Over the past week or so, the S&P is up a little over 2%, small caps are up 3.8%, and abroad internationally developed markets are up 3.7%, while EM is up about 3.5%. Looking into fixed income, high yield rallied along with risk assets up about 0.6%, while the broad Barclays Agg was off by about 0.5%. So from an equity perspective, stocks moved higher despite increasing geopolitical risk, both domestically and abroad. Here in the U.S., macroeconomic data remained supportive for the most part, with a tight labor market, strong new home sales, increased CapEx spending, and rising consumer confidence. Although it moved slightly lower in its most recent gauge from 124 to 120, but still squarely remains in bullish territory. So hard data like 1Q GDP growth may be modest at around 1% or so, but we also note that historically the first quarter results are typically weaker due to seasonal issues, and reported growth should pick up and is expected to pick up over the coming quarters. So we remain constructive on risk assets, given good enough underlying macroeconomic data, but also take notice of increasing geopolitical tensions, continued lofty valuations across the equity markets. That said, when we look to our indicators of a bull market top, we don't see many signals that are of great concern. Yes, inflation continues to tick up modestly, credit spreads are tight, but there is still breadth in the market, and the dollar is actually under pressure. Interestingly, we note that the U.S. dollar has actually moved back to the level where it was trading at on Election Day, and it has now remained flat for nearly 2 years. This is in stark contrast to the repeated headlines in the media that discuss concerns about the potential bullish rising dollar. Looking abroad, developed markets and emerging market equities have rebounded solidly and now lead the U.S. so far in 2017. However, we are watching Europe in the elections in France. As the European Union works to find a viable solution for the UK withdrawal, French elections loom in the coming week, and so the European Union would definitely come under increased pressure should the French elections install a candidate supportive of a withdrawal as well. EM continues to recover from multi-year secular lows and has benefited from the rebound in global growth. In fact, EM is up almost 14% year-to-date, which actually shouldn't be a surprise given my previous comments about the US dollar. Within fixed income, the aggregate bond index has surprisingly moved higher along with equity markets while high yield continues to be a leader. After the March Fed rate hike, 10-year yields rose but then settled little change from year end. So we believe still that two interest rate hikes likely remain for 2017. In fact, the chance of a June rate hike is about 70%, but we're still keeping an eye as there exists a risk of a policy mistake should the Fed get behind the curve. So we're keeping a watchful eye on these rising global geopolitical tensions, but also note good breadth in the domestic equity markets and stronger S&P corporate earnings. Also, equity correlations have fallen to 15-year lows, inflation is ticking up, and the Fed is likely to continue to increase target interest rates on a measured and longer path. All of these factors are important tailwinds for active managers to take advantage of going forward, which we think is favorable for Brinker and our multi-asset class portfolios. Thank you for listening and have a great week.